Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Large crowds of Palestinian protesters marched toward the Gaza border fence with Israel on Friday, some of them throwing stones and drawing Israeli fire that officials say has killed at least five and injured hundreds more. The protests had begun as mass sit-ins organized by Gaza's Hamas rulers, but quickly spun out of control. Yahya al-Sinwar is the chief of Hamas in Gaza. He says that today is a turning point for our people and our history of national struggle and fight. Israel's military says thousands of Palestinians rolled burning tires and threw stones, and that troops opened fire at the main instigators. The U.S. military said Friday that two coalition personnel have been killed and five wounded by a roadside bomb in Syria. Their names or nationalities have not been released. In the ongoing diplomatic conflict between Russia and the United States, on Thursday, the United States declared that there is no justification for Russia's retaliatory expulsion of American diplomats. Heather Nauert is spokeswoman for the State Department.
The United States, in concert with many other countries, made the decision to kick out Russian spies. We don't see this as a diplomatic tit for tat. Russia is responsible for that horrific attack on the British citizen and his daughter.
The United States, along with more than two dozen other nations, has revoked the credentials of Russian diplomats that the nations accuse of working as spies after Moscow was blamed for a nerve agent attack. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told an audience in Ohio Thursday evening that he may postpone a trade deal between Washington and Seoul until after a denuclearization deal is made with North Korea. This just one day after calling that trade agreement a great deal for American and Korean workers.
So we've redone it, and that's going to level the playing field on steel and cars and trucks coming into this country. And I may hold it up till after a deal is made with North Korea. Does everybody understand that? You know why, right? You know why? Because it's a very strong card. And I want to make sure everyone is treated fairly, and we're moving along very nicely with North Korea. We'll see what happens.
Trump gave no details on his strategy of holding up the trade deal or what kind of leverage he's expecting from Seoul as he gets ready for an expected summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sometime before May. The North and South Korean leaders plan to hold their own summit in April. A Pakistani woman's activist said on Friday that Malala Yousafzai, who has returned to Islamabad for the first time since being shot by Taliban militants in 2012, is hoping to visit her hometown, but that trip depends on security clearances from the government. Regardless of exactly where she is, Malala is seen as a hero by many, including this 15-year-old student.
Her being there, she fought for her education and everything and got shot in the way. So that's really empowering for other girls who want to go out and who want to persuade their education.
Security was visibly beefed up in her hometown of Mingora, but authorities wouldn't confirm whether she would be arriving there. Yousafzai is expected to return to London on Monday. Christians celebrated Good Friday in Jerusalem by participating in the procession of the Way of the Cross at the Via Dolorosa. Good Friday marks the beginning of the last 3 days of the Holy Week, culminating with the celebration of what Christians believe was Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday. Fire broke out on a bus carrying migrant workers to factories near Bangkok, killing at least 20 on Friday. The bus was in Tak Province in western Thailand along the border with Myanmar when the flames erupted. Local media reports the workers were from Myanmar. The driver said the fire started in the middle of the bus and spread quickly. The roads of Istanbul are the scene of an increasingly bitter confrontation between taxi drivers and Uber drivers. Local media reports drivers being called out to remote locations where they've been attacked. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1.